Proclamation number 6606 of 26th of July, 1956. God, the right guide on the Earth's migration. You still have to go far if you don't let yourselves be guided by me, the leader, who truly knows the right path and who wants to lead you all to the aim. As long as you humans walk without me, you will move on a level path or you will walk downwards. For the path to me goes upwards. But it cannot be traveled alone without my guidance, for it will not be found by people who do not seek communion with me. And thus you live your earthly life completely uselessly, for what you find on these paths you have taken is like fleeting mist. They are foam formations which pass away without leaving the slightest usefulness for you. But if you progress upwards under my guidance, you will be granted goods which will remain with you forever, which you may take with you into the kingdom of the beyond, which every one of you humans has to enter once, which will be your abode after the death of your body, but which will vary according to your earthly change. And many people go there, without God. Only a small number are so connected to the Creator of Eternity that they have chosen Him as their guide and unconditionally follow Him wherever He leads them. There are only a few people who always stick to me, who remain united with me in sufferings and joys, in hardship and sorrows. Who always have me by their side and don't take a step without my guidance. Who don't start any work without having requested my blessing, who entrust themselves to me in every matter of life, in spiritual or earthly adversity, and ask me for my advice and my help. But these truly also have the most faithful helper at their side, and they can travel their earthly path carefree. It cannot be missed, and it will not be too difficult either, because I support and guide them and give them strength to ascend. Why don't all you humans choose this right guide? Why don't you listen to those who refer you to me, who want to help you to a successful earthly change? You can all come to the realization that you are subject to a higher power, that one guides your destiny, if only you think a little about yourselves and everything that surrounds you. Would I demand faith in me from you if it were impossible to gain it? You can all procure the inner certainty for yourselves that I am, that there must be a Creator who let everything come into being. And then you would truly make better use of the short time of your earthly life than you do. And again you will all be made aware of this Creator and Sustainer. And again you are encouraged to think about it, but and again you unwillingly reject such thoughts. And again there are messengers along the path who call to you to leave the level path and turn upwards. And again I myself approach you as an unknown guide and offer you my services. Because I alone know where your path leads to and where you should go. But you do not listen to me, the ideas of my messengers leave you unimpressed, and you wander and wander and get nowhere, for your life is an idle run, it constantly moves in the same path. If you are not bad and then inevitably end up in the depths. But you all know that your stay on this earth is not eternal, and every clever person should make the most of this short time to the best of his ability. You certainly do this, but only in an earthly sense. What you acquire has no lasting value and only burdens you. So that you already don't want to take the path upwards because you would have to leave this burden behind and it seems indispensable to you. But if you entrust yourselves to me as your guide, then you can be certain that you need nothing more for your ascent than goodwill and an open heart which gives itself to me so that I can fill it with my love. Then you truly don't need anything else, for with my leadership I will also fully take care of you, and you need only ever turn your gaze upwards and you can enjoy the most glorious region which you behold in which you are now heading for. And your path will only be short if you walk in my company, but it will surely lead to the aim. Amen.